everybody, and welcome to Laughing Liberally Milwaukee, the podcast, brought to you by the Shepherd Express. I'm your host, Matthew Filipovich. Every episode, I'm going to bring on one of the regular comedians from Laughing Liberally Milwaukee, which, in addition to being the podcast that you're listening to right now, is also a monthly live progressive political stand-up comedy show. We're going to discuss and joke about a news story, and then we'll talk a bit about comedy. Speaking of, our next live in-person show is coming up on Saturday, February the 10th. Advance tickets are only $8. They're on sale now at laughingliberallymke.com. On that show, we'll have Kristen Leidy, Sasha Rosser, Josh Fred, the accounts of Homeland Security. We'll have a special activist interview with Tamika Vukovic from Wisconsin Voices. We'll also have this week's comedian. I'm so excited that our guest this week is the extremely funny Marcos Lara. Marcos, thank you so much for being on the show again.
Yeah, happy to be here.
All right, so Marcos, my friend, we have a new chapter in the GOP's war on books. So Ron DeSantis is obviously a failed presidential candidate. Sadly, though, he's a very successful at passing horrible extreme right-wing legislation down in Florida. Last year, he passed a bill, HB 1069, which, among other things, has led to thousands of books being banned and removed from Florida schools and school libraries. But remember, when Republicans use the power of the state to ban books, it's definitely not cancel culture, people.
And it's definitely not big government either.
It's definitely not big government. Exactly. Right.
Yeah. Government telling you what you can and can't read. It's not big government.
Exactly.
That's just them books should have complied.
Exactly, right? Well, so DeSantis claimed that the books were pornographic, they were indoctrinating children, and according to the bill, any book containing sexual content had to go. So for starters, that mostly meant books with LGBTQ+ characters, because again, right-wingers want to pretend they don't exist, and books with non-white protagonists, surprise, surprise, because Republicans are racist. So, however, there's actually a new list of books that have been pulled that's come out, and specifically an Escambia County, Florida. They include the Merriam-Webster Elementary Dictionary, Webster's Dictionary and Thesaurus for Students, the American Heritage Children's Dictionary, the World Book Encyclopedia of People and Places, World Almanac Book of Facts. And look, all of this actually makes sense when it comes to Republicans, right? Since we now live in this sort of like fractured post-fact society, if truth no longer matters, if everything you don't like is fake news, then it makes sense that you need to ban dictionaries, and Republicans are finally fighting the tyranny of words having definitions. One of the bill's supporters was none other than Bill O'Reilly, the disgraced former Fox News host who was famously fired from Fox over sexual harassment charges, by the way. Well, guess whose books have been pulled from the shelves? That's right, Bill O'Reilly's. Both Killing Reagan and Killing Jesus have been pulled. Also, side note, Republicans obviously have no problem with kids consuming violence, just certain types of sex that they don't like. Anyway, Bill O said that the books were being pulled was absurd, was preposterous, and he said, quote, he would find out exactly who made the decisions and put their pictures on television and on my website, end quote. I actually had to Google what Bill O'Reilly was doing after being fired from Fox. It turns out he's now hosting a members-only online show, not an OnlyFans, people. It's a members-only online show. It's called the No Spin News. And on his website, there's actually a banner that reads, I'm not making this up, it reads, enhance your life, become a member. Enhance your life. It's nice to see Bill's using the same rhetoric you'd use to sell Viagra. Marcos, the whole thing's wild. What's your take on all this?
Ooh, so much. First of all, when you consider the whole point of the bill is to, the whole point of the law, you know, I don't want to get confused with Mr. O'Reilly. And the whole point of the law is to ban texts with sexually suggestive content. Then, what's the name of that bill again?
HB 1060 something. It's HB 1069. Ooh,
69. Yeah. Oh no, we gotta ban it. That's it. We gotta ban it. You know, we gotta do it for the children. All right, hashtag save our children. They cannot be exposed to 1069. Yeah. The banning the dictionaries. This convinces me that whoever was the love of Ron DeSantis' life, yeah, whoever was the love of his life who, like, dumped him in high school or whatever, probably dumped him for a member of glam rock band Faster Pussycat, and thus every time he saw a dictionary, he was triggered as he remembered their hit song, "She Just Loves Me for My Big Dictionary." Since obviously Ron DeSantis can't buy a platform for that, the love of his life left him for probably the bass player from Faster Pussycat. Then, oh my gosh, and when I looked at some of the other books that, first of all, the fact that Bill O'Reilly was all for this, it was his books that got pulled. These are some of the other books that got pulled, in addition to dictionaries. And I can see why they pulled Webster's Dictionary, because he probably thought they were trying to to exploit that little adopted child, Webster. We had a sitcom in the 80s. So clearly, that was to protect the children. But Merriam's Dictionary?
Mm-hmm.
Please, Mr. O'Reilly, show us where Merriam's Dictionary touched you, all right? Show us on the doll where the reference book hurt you. And the Diary of Anne Frank.
Mm-hmm.
They pull the diary of... Okay, in this era where it's not a secret that anti-Semitism is alive and well and thriving and absolutely thriving. And you would think if it was about protecting the most vulnerable, then wouldn't you want to protect Anne Frank?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you want to protect her legacy? Oh, but no, not nearly as important is Bill O'Reilly's fan fiction about Ronald Reagan.
Well, Marcos, my friend, I got to tell you, another aspect of the podcast is actually a discussion of the art of comedy. Always asked people, what have you been up to lately? I know you, since I think the last time we talked, I actually came down to Rockford and did a really fun show down there. How's comedy been training lately? How's the producing? How's the performing going?
Well, that venue's now shut down.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Matt.
That's my fault.
It's rough. It's rough. It's hard running an establishment, especially restaurants. Illinois is the fourth hardest state for restaurants because of all the
different things.
I don't want to sound like a Republican talking point, but really, because of all the regulations and all, makes it really. I mean, it's true. Sure. I mean, there is such a thing as too much government, and unfortunately, sometimes it crushes small businesses. But I mean, there are a lot of things. That's just what makes the climate in Illinois more challenging. But yeah, on the bright side, however, I'm still producing a monthly show at Casey's Pub in Loves Park, another monthly show at El Paraíso in Loves Park, Illinois. Also at the Oddfellows Lodge in Janesville, Wisconsin. And I don't know if you're familiar with the Oddfellows, but they do a lot of charity work. So I'm really, really happy to be working with them. And what's fun is it's run by Gen X punks, you know, so it's kind of like the punk rockers with the gray mohawks. It's beautiful. And of course, all the shows that I produce and all the shows that you produce, we have very diverse lineups.
Yeah.
So it's great. But it's a great meeting of worlds, you know. I think it was for my birthday show. I think it was this past year. For my birthday show, I headlined, and I had Syed feature for me. Syed's like a whole, he's a whole younger generation.
Yeah.
And it's great to see that without him being part of that scene, that he brought that same punk rock energy, because that's just what's natural for him.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. He did a great job of setting me up. It was fantastic. Oh, also, I just picked up a couple more venues. There's also this is so embarrassing. I forgot the new name of the place, but it was the Historic Cliff Breakers in Rockford.
Okay.
Going to be doing a Valentine show there. It was an anti-Valentine show on Valentine's Day itself, headlined by Rob Hines.
Ooh, nice.
From BET Comic View and Good Morning America. Then also, I picked up another venue in Belvedere. I forgot the name, but I can look that one up really closely because I was just talking about La Costa Bora.
Oh, nice.
La Costa Bora. Yeah. Not to be confused with La Cosa Nostra. We don't talk about that.
Well, you mentioned Syed. Syed just did the December Laughing Liberty show. The January Laughing Liberty show. I've lost all track of time and space.
Time is an illusion.
So he was just on the January show. Marcos, you're doing the February 10th show of Laughing Liberty. You're going to be performing up here in Milwaukee on February 10th.
Why, indeed I am.
Where can people is there a place that people can find out where, like, is there a Facebook, send one on the interwebs where people can find out where to see you perform, other than Laughing Liberty on February 10th?
First and foremost, come to my Instagram, free.ki. Free.ki is I always list my show dates on there. In addition to that, it's very self-indulgent, and you get to see me living my real life, goofy life, and you get to see that all the stuff I talk about on stage is real. I'm living it all, and no one's going to Hasan Minhaj me. By the way, that article was debunked also, so I just want to give a shout out to Hasan Minhaj for that. Yeah,
for sure.
We have brown solidarity.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, man. Yeah, so over on Instagram is where to find you. And also find you this Saturday, February 10th at Laughing Liberty. Marcos, as always, great talking with you. Thanks for being on the show, my friend.
One more thing. Go. I just want to mention, I know that this isn't going to air until later.
Right.
But we are recording this on Martin Luther King's birthday.
We are.
And just, I feel that the fact that we can do this, the fact that we can put on these diverse shows, that we can speak truth to power, I mean, that's thanks to Dr. King marching for us. And I never, ever want to forget the reason for the season.
Yeah, absolutely.
So once again, much love to Dr. King. Much love to Coretta Scott King. I'm sorry your name's been overused so much lately.
Absolutely. Marcos, again, thanks for being on the show. See you in a couple weeks.
All right. See you soon. Can't wait.
All right, everybody, I want to thank you so much for listening to episode 87 of Laughing Liberally Milwaukee. We have new episodes with a new comedian on the first and third Wednesday of every month. Please subscribe if you ever listen to your podcast. You can find out more at laughingliberallymke.com. Until next time, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we'll see you at the next Laughing Liberally Milwaukee.